Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Enjoying Success with Sharon Michaels on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Sharon Michaels of SharonMichaels.com, and welcome to Women Enjoying Success. Thank you so much for listening, and I believe that together we can achieve and even exceed our wildest expectations. There is synergy and energy when we come together like this to discuss positive and empowering ways to succeed and enjoy our lives. The goal of this program and every Women Enjoying Success broadcast is to take an empowered look and how today's women are achieving and enjoying success, abundance, and prosperity. Together, we can become even more self-confident, determined, and successful. You can read more about my coaching programs and products at SharonMichaels.com. And of course, check out my Goal Achieving Paperback and Kindle, 21 Days to Living Your Dreams, a step-by-step approach to achieving your goals and living the life of your dreams. Check out my network marketing book, 31 Days to Growing Your Network Marketing Business, both available on Amazon.com, where you can purchase them as a paperback or a Kindle. And if you're buying the Kindle editions, you can download them to your ebook reader immediately. Before we begin, here's my recommendation. Get pen and paper ready, because you're going to want to make some notes and jot down a few ahas. Again, I'm Sharon Michaels, and I teach you how to do business successfully. For over 25 years, I've been coaching and mentoring women in business to greater personal and professional success. And over the years, I've seen how important it is to hone your networking skills. So let's start at the very beginning by understanding my definition of networking, what it is and what it isn't. Networking is as much a mental attitude and success mindset as it is actual physical activity. The positive and focused energy you bring to your networking efforts can make the difference between finding long-lasting networking success in relationships and coming away feeling as if networking is a waste of time. Here's what networking is to me. Networking is the ability to know people who can help you succeed. Networking is a powerful personal and professional success tool. But there's a catch. Networking is as much about giving as it is about receiving. True and lasting success comes from helping as many people as possible achieve their goals. It's based on what is called the law of reciprocity. The more people you help succeed, many people join a networking group with the attitude, what can I get out of this? Well, a savvy and successful networker asks themselves, how many ways can I help others succeed and achieve their goals? Okay, here in my opinion is what networking isn't. Networking isn't about developing a collection of business cards and expecting them to automatically turn into business. Networking is a process of getting to know those people with whom you want to do business. Effective and successful networking isn't running into a function to make an appearance, to pass out business cards, to collect names and email addresses, and then run out. True networking is about building relationships with people you'd like to know, you'd like to trust, and you'd like to do business with. So why network? Well, here's a business-building rule of thumb that I've found over the years. Do not waste your time networking if you're not prepared to develop win-win relationships. Because trust me, when I say that I know what I'm talking about, I have been the organizer of a local business organization for women, and we had a membership of over 450 self-employed women. I was shocked when I realized that most of the members attended only once or twice and didn't return. When I sent out a survey asking why they stopped attending meetings, the majority replied that it was because they hadn't gotten business. My first reaction was, hadn't gotten business, are you kidding me? They expected people to buy what they were offering after only a couple of visits. Hadn't they heard that potential clients and customers need time to get to know, like, and trust you? What happened to the concept of building win-win relationships? So here's my advice. If you're serious about networking, if you aren't in it for the long haul, don't even bother networking, because quite frankly, you're wasting your time, you're wasting your money, and you're wasting your energy if you expect instant networking gratification. Let's get to the basic nuts and bolts of networking. Number one, what's your purpose? Many entrepreneurs begin their networking experiences without a clear plan. I ask them why they've attended the networking groups that they've attended, and they say, to meet people. So let's analyze what you truly want to achieve through networking. Do you want to use networking to market your business? Do you want to sell one certain product or present a business opportunity or find ongoing customers or clients? Do you want to find new friends? Do you want to become a speaker at one or more networking meetings? So again, I'm going to ask you, what is your networking purpose? Like any business building tool, your desire to network needs a purpose and a plan of action. In other words, you need a networking goal. Number two, what is your networking goal? I'm going to talk about networking from a point of view of a woman in business who wants to find customers and clients and grow her business to the next success level. I'm going to assume that you want to use networking as an overall marketing tool to promote your business and sell your products. As with any element of a profitable and productive marketing plan, you must have a realistic understanding of how networking fits into your overall business building plan. What is your networking objective? What is your measure of networking success? Is it referrals? Is it relationships? Is it customers? Know what you want to accomplish, why you want to accomplish it, and how you're going to make your objective reality. In other words, write a specific networking goal or goals. Number three, of getting more networking self-confidence. What is your networking plan? So let's analyze a networking plan of action step by step. Here's what I'm going to suggest. Choose your networking events with care. It's not about how many people you meet. It's about meeting the right people. I define the right people as those people with whom you'd like to build a solid business relationship. These are the people you'd like to support with leads and referrals, and who in return are willing to support you and your business. Here's the next thing I'd like you to think about. Set clear goals when choosing your networking events. You know, be clear about why you're networking and the end results you're looking to achieve. For example, is it strictly for leads and referrals, or do you hope to make a friend or two along the way? When you have a clear picture of your priorities, it's easier to pick and choose your networking events. Here's something else I'd like you to think about. Know that networking is about the law of reciprocity. And the law of reciprocity states that the more you give, the more you receive in return. So give of yourself and your time wisely. Give wisely, but not selfishly. Give of time and intelligence and experience without expecting something in return. The giver will truly end up the winner. Make an emotional and physical long-term commitment to networking success. I've mentioned it before, successful networkers know that networking isn't just about collecting business cards. Networking is about building solid business relationships, and that takes time. Getting others to know you, like you, and trust you doesn't happen overnight. Networking that will grow your business and attract long-lasting business associates and develop a solid referral base is about developing relationships built on trust and respect. Don't waste your time going to networking functions unless you're willing to work at building solid relationships. Remember, too, that some networking relationships develop immediately and some can take much longer. Now, here's one more thing I'd like you to think about. Know exactly what you bring to the networking table. When preparing to build your network, ask yourself this question. Why would people want to network with me? Are you willing to consistently spend time and energy building and nurturing your professional network? Networking is a powerful marketing tool when it is a win-win for all involved. Let's talk about the last element of self-confident networking. Wouldn't you agree it makes good business sense to have a workable plan for following up with your networking contacts? With time, energy, and a workable plan of action, you can turn networking opportunities into gold mines. Here are 5 tips for mining the gold in the follow-up. Number 1, self-confidence comes from going to each networking opportunity with the mindset that you are there to provide a service to fellow networkers. Here's the next thing about follow-up. Decide ahead of time how you're going to organize your networking contacts. Don't wait days after an event to organize. Do it as soon as possible. The sooner, the better. Right, here's the third thing I want you to think about, follow-up. If there is someone you truly want to meet, don't wait. To me, waiting longer than 48 hours is waiting too long to make the initial follow-up contact. And here's the last thing I want you to think about, follow-up. It's all about the law of cause and effect. I've learned over the years that it may take months to build win-win networking relationships. Always do your best to add value to the other person's networking efforts. Building your network and your networking self-confidence is about building solid relationships. Networking is as much a mental attitude and success mindset as it is an actual physical activity. The positive and focused energy that you bring to your networking efforts can make the difference between finding long-lasting success and coming away feeling as if networking is a waste of time. Remember, positive, powerful, productive networking is all about building win-win relationships. It's about giving as much as you want to receive. A reminder, you can download and listen to all of the Women Enjoying Success programs 24/7. Right on your computer, and they're also available through iTunes under Women Enjoying Success as a free podcast. You can read more about my coaching programs and products at SharonMichaels.com. And of course, check out my Goal Achieving Paperback and Kindle, 21 Days to Living Your Dreams and 31 Days to Growing Your Network Marketing Business, both available as paperbacks and Kindles on Amazon.com. And in fact, check out all of my business and personal development books that I have available as downloadable Kindles on Amazon. Keep up with me on Twitter at Sharon Michaels and on Facebook, where I invite you to join the discussion on my Facebook page, Women Enjoying Success. I'll leave you with this quotation from master networker Bob Berg. The successful networkers I know, the ones receiving tons of referrals and feeling truly happy about themselves, continually put the other person's needs ahead of their own. This is Sharon Michaels saying, I believe in you. And until next time, enjoy all of your successes and thank you so much for listening.